Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 75 of K-Drama Convos. Today, we are once again reviewing a Korean show. Imagine that. You know, it's actually... It's been a while since we recorded for a while. It just, because I think we'd recorded ahead and stuff, so it feels like a while, even though our episode actually going up, it hasn't been that long. But today, we are talking about the K-drama Once Upon a Small Town, which is on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as always, spoilers, we're spoiling the whole show. But if you haven't seen it or hadn't heard of it, it's basically a slice-of-life romance set in a very rural village.
Yep.
Basically. That's about it. It's about a vet who ends up being a vet for, I guess, for farm animals, basically. For lark. Mm-hmm. What they call them? Didn't they have, like, a...
Yes, they had a term.
Wasn't it large animals? I think they had a word for it.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm not a vet. Yeah. I don't know. So this was one that... It's actually very short. It's only 12 episodes long, 30 minutes, short and sweet, and I liked that. So you can bang it out in like 6 or so hours. And I think it was nice that they kept it to that length. I believe this is based on what?
Livestock.
How stupid are
livestock veterinarian.
Livestock. There you go.
Oh my word. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, right? But with this...
It was an easy, quick watch.
Yeah, it was an easy, quick watch. Short.
It was enjoyable.
I believe it was based off a webtoon or web...
Drama.
Not a drama.
No,
webtoon. Or a... See, webtoon's the app. What's the word for like a comic?
Manhwa?
Well, no, you don't call it that usually when it's digital. Well, a webtoon. I don't know. I haven't read it, obviously. Yes. So, we thought, as always, we would start off talking about some characters, which this show actually had pretty few, I'd say. There are some shows that have, like, 50 main characters, it feels like, sometimes.
Well, this show was not long enough to have a huge cast.
Or that they needed a big cast.
They didn't
cast.
Need a big cast. Mm-hmm, it would have been silly in such a small town to have a huge cast.
I feel like they didn't have enough time to focus on, like, you know, 3-4 separate storylines.
Right, it was too short.
Yeah, for sure. So, first person is Ahn Jae-young, who's the police officer, which is played by...
Joy
from... What was she?
Red Velvet.
Is it Red...
Sure? I looked it up. Yep.
Is it Red Velvet?
Red Velvet.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
I looked it up right before we...
Oh, it is Red Velvet?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. And we had never actually seen her in anything, but I mean, I... Wait, had we? No. No, we didn't.
No,
okay,
we
no,
didn't.
We haven't.
No,
yeah,
no,
I'm just
alternating.
No. But I didn't know who she was. So, her character was... So, okay, a lot of female leads... Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but some female leads can be made out to be these... You either get one or the other, like two extremes. Mm-hmm. Either you have the helpless princess, or you have the I'm too good for you, I can do it myself. I'm an independent woman, which is not a bad thing to portray.
But they usually wind up coming across as pretty obnoxious.
If you're like too, I can handle myself, get out of here, I don't need a man. Like, it's too extreme. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think they managed to have a good balance with Jae-young. She was very much, yes, she could handle herself perfectly fine, and she helped others so much. But she, I don't know, she just felt genuine about it. It wasn't like she was purposely like, oh my gosh, don't help me. She felt more that was her personality that she liked giving and serving. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of funny how Han Ji-ul was quite, he put a wall up immediately, I guess you could say. And it was interesting that
Well, he didn't want to be there in the first place.
No,
which that didn't help.
Which is why.
Yeah.
And she wasn't too fazed by it at first. I feel like. She was just like, you know, she was just genuinely trying to help him out, and that was it. you know, and it was really fun seeing Jaehyung's relationship with everybody in the town.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where everyone knows everyone. Everybody knows everybody's business because it's so small and, you know, word gets round. But it was cool how, you know, and everybody knew her and everybody trusted her and relied on her. And that was nice.
She liked being busy and being called all the time. She didn't mind if she wasn't working to be called in to help.
Exactly. And I think that's something they portrayed, a nice balance of that. Yeah, I think they were right about her personality partly being that because she wanted the validation a little bit that she was needed.
Right. I like the fact that they went into that just a little bit and didn't make that her whole person.
Yes, but I agree that's probably part of it.
Sure, yeah.
But it was, and it made sense, but I also think she's someone who just likes being busy, you know, and likes having something to do and that sort of thing, you know. And then so with Han Ji-yeol, who's the vet, he was really, really funny because at first he just, obviously, because he didn't want to be there, he was, like, honestly rude. he was rude.
Yeah, he was. Well, he was. But he came across as, oh, this is just how he is all the time. He's a closed-off person.
Which was kind of confirmed by his best friend.
Yeah.
His best friend was like, you know how to draw boundaries. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't...
Don't worry about it. You're good at drawing boundaries.
Yeah, I know, right? So it wasn't just that he was there kind of against his will to a certain extent. But it was also, he just kind of naturally was like that.
Yeah.
And I think it was really cool to see him, like, kind of warm up to the people in the village. Mm-hmm. Like, at first, he called Jaehyung nosy. I'm like, that's not how I would describe the other people as nosy. I wouldn't describe her as that. I would have just described her as trying to be helpful, which I don't think she was trying to be nosy. No. You know, but from his
perspective. But maybe from him, you know, living in Seoul.
That's true.
People interact very differently.
They mind their own business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of like in New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right next to the person, but they don't exist. Remember how we're talking about when you're sitting in a restaurant really close to other people, you just pretend they're not there?
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. But it was fun watching him. It took him time, and I like that it took him time. He didn't just be like, oh, this is great. I'm in a small town. It's so cute. Like, no, he was like, ugh, I can't even get good coffee around here. It's so hot. He has to sleep on the floor. Like, I like that they showed somewhat of the inconveniences for him, especially
they weren't just this terrible spoiled city guy.
No,
it was very difficult for him.
It was, yeah, it was a big adjustment. And, you know, but then once he started to get used to it and also get used to working with livestock, he did it in school, but that was literally it. And then, you know, slowly seeing how he got used to that, and, you know, sure, might have not loved it, but, I mean, also for him, I think it was a good learning opportunity as well to know how to deal with livestock and not just small animals and stuff like that. But no, I quite enjoyed his character. He came off surprisingly cold and rude at first. I didn't expect that out of him. I really didn't. And then I feel like I had to warm up to him. Took me a few episodes, but oh, okay, now.
He felt very genuine to me.
He did. I had to, like, see his perspective, though, and his way of thinking.
Yep.
Then I understood it, like, a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have Lee Sang-hyun, who is the peach farmer. He was, oh my gosh, first off, he looks like he's 12. Yes. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. But him and the actor
was very purposeful.
Oh, they styled him that way as well.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the actor who played Sang-hyun and Ji-yeol, I believe, are the same age or almost. And it was funny looking that up because I would have guessed the actor who played Sang-hyun was
They're
was
both
younger.
The same age as your brother.
23?
Josiah's age.
23?
23.
Like, I don't know how old my brother is. 23. And she's older than both of them. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool. I think it's fun. So, Song Hyun, he was funny. You could immediately tell. First scene you saw him in, he likes Ja Young. Obvious. Like, blatantly.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know? And I think that was one of the things where everybody else knew but her. You know, one of those
I don't
deals.
Know if she didn't know it or she... tried to downplay it
or
because
just,
they were just such good friends.
Exactly.
She didn't want to think about it in that way.
Which I understand. It's not that she didn't 100% not know it. She just kind of didn't know
it.
You know, that kind of thing. But he was fun how, you know, his whole thing where, like, some of the characters, a lot of time we've mentioned this with K-drama is that pretty much the love triangle is always two guys. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's always two guys. I don't care, whatever.
So those poor girls.
Poor girls have too many choices, you know, like we all do.
Right,
but
right.
It was funny with, sometimes you have, you know, the male lead, secondary, and sometimes the secondary male lead, which in this case is Song Hyun, is their sole purpose is to make the male lead jealous. That is their sole purpose.
Right.
Whereas with Song Hyun, it wasn't. He was also Ja Young's
best friend. Yeah.
So it was
a much deeper relationship.
Much
than
deeper.
Just, oh, I have romantic feelings for you.
Exactly.
They've been friends since they were children.
Since they were, like, born.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. And I think it was fun to see how good of friends they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really liked his comment towards the beginning of the show when he mentioned, like, oh, you're, like, a sister and an aunt, a grandmother, and, like, a niece.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all
you're
these
a lot
different
of different things.
Things
to me.
Mm-hmm. A friend and, like... He was like, every day is a little bit different. I was like, that is just so, you know, sometimes it's a mom, sometimes it's a sibling, a friend. Like, that just, to me, felt so accurate, like,
mm-hmm.
with how close they were and how they grew up together.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. But
yeah.
Him and Sung Hyun and Ji Yeol kind of, not hating each other, but, like, I guess butting heads. I mean, it was inevitable. I don't know. It was like... It was very predictable that was going to happen.
Right.
And I kind of expected it, I'd say. It was fine. You know,
it was whatever. Like two male peacocks.
That's
you know, at times, that's
know
how
I
they
mean.
Behaved.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're right, yeah. Okay, so Kim Son Dong, who was the little kid, the little school kid. Oh my gosh, this kid was freaking adorable and hilarious.
Hilarious.
Like, oh my gosh. He was so entertaining. He was so innocent.
Yeah.
And what, they say he was 9?
Yeah, they said he was 9.
Mm-hmm. And I love, like, his comments to Ja Young and Ji Yeol. Like, the things are, one of my favorite episodes when he went to them for dating advice. Oh my word. It was, like, that whole episode was, like, about that. It was, you know, but his just, like, little comments here and there or... He was always just so funny. Like, we were laughing at, like, half the stuff would come out of his mouth. And
he was enjoyable.
He was very enjoyable. And I think he did a good job of his portrayal as well. And he was just fun. I just loved him.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, oftentimes, you know, you'll have little kids, and they're cute.
Mm-hmm.
And they just add to the cute factor.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, like...
You got to know him a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah. I like that.
He thought about things.
Yeah.
And he would just, like, what was it? He said something about Gio's girlfriend not being his girlfriend.
Oh, his ex-girlfriend,
the
yeah.
observation
yeah.
out of this kid was just, you know, oh, the eyes and mouths of a child.
Mm-hmm.
He could see it.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
It was great. And I love how, like, a lot of times he just kind of said what was on his mind. Which
yes.
is exactly what a kid does.
Yes. No filter.
Mm-hmm. No filter.
Yeah.
I love that. It's so fun. Okay. And then the Ajumma trio.
So oh, wait. You forgot Choi Yun-hyun.
Oh, I didn't have him written down. Go ahead.
Oh, he was Jiul's
best friend yeah.
from Seoul.
Mm-hmm.
His partner
the
at
mm-hmm.
the vet. And he was, I don't know if he was supposed to, I guess he was supposed to be older.
Oh, he's for sure supposed to be older by quite a bit, actually.
So he would give
him. He called
him
young.
Oh, that's right. He did. Mm-hmm. He did. But he would give him advice,
oh,
like, over
God.
The phone
he
about,
so
oh, well, you know, she's nosy. Okay. And then he would tell him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, But when he started giving him that dating advice. Oh my,
this dude knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, Annika and I were like cheering. Yes, this is like real life advice that he's giving him.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He was a really good friend
to him. And he was so funny. Like, oh my gosh, how he would talk about stuff. So funny. Loved him.
Yeah, but he knew Ji-yul's background.
He did, yeah.
And he knew what type of person, closed type personality he had. Yeah. So he knew exactly kind of how to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And you could tell, I feel like you could tell how they were friends too, because Ji-yul was the more serious type. And mm-hmm. then, what's his name? I don't have his name down.
Yun Hyung. H-Y-E-O-N-G.
Let me see it. Where is
Hyung.
Where is he listed here?
Choi Yun Hyung.
Yes. But you're, why do you say it so weird? Just blend it together. Yun Hyung was more, he was a lot more laid back.
Yes.
And I liked seeing like the two different personalities and how, I mean, we didn't get to see him a lot, but when they interacted, it was, you could tell they were best friends, you know?
And we knew the moment he showed up that he and the
assistant
were going to get together.
That was so obvious. Yeah. We called that like the immediately. Second he was driving there. Yeah. Okay. So Ajumma Trio.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this was, I hope everybody knows who the Ajumma Trio is if you've seen this. They were okay. So we've seen a few different shows that are set in like more rural towns and stuff. Like, what was that one called? Oh, I have no idea. I can like picture them, but I literally have
no idea what the story was. One.
Nope, no idea. I can't think. Yeah, it was one where like they moved in and then like another couple. I could tell you, but do you remember the one they had the mural? They painted the mural on the one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the ridiculous evil dude came with
his that one.
Trucks.
What the heck? That wasn't Racket Boys, was it? No, that wasn't. No. What show was that? Oh my gosh. Well, you look while I talk.
Okay, good. So, I'm good at that. So are you.
Oh my gosh. So we've seen a few different shows that are more rural. And it was one that certain ways they portray the locals sometimes can be a little over the top, in our opinion. Like, what show was that?
It wasn't If You Wish Upon Me, was it?
No. That wasn't set in a rural town.
No.
It was like set in a village, and it was,
complete the show?
Yes, we completed the show, and there was a couple who moved in. Wait, what?
Oh, that was Ragged Boys.
Okay, was I right?
Yeah, because the couple came to the town to die.
Yeah, you don't need to say that. But yeah.
That was Racket Boys. Yes.
Oh, it was. I wasn't going crazy. Yeah. It was Racket Boys. There we go. Where Racket Boys, I think they did a pretty good job, but there were a few things in it I remember talking about that it was too exaggerated for us personally.
Some of it was.
And I think some of it was supposed to be funny and some of, there was a few scenes that were, our guest was there to be comedic, but we personally never find it very funny when it's just these, like,
people yelling at each other.
These townspeople just, like, arguing. Like, it's not funny. Which, and this trio of Ajumma, they were on the edge. It was unfortunate because the scenes that they were in with just Ja-young
or other
people from their town. I actually quite liked them. They were funny. They would comment on
things. They're sort of busybodies.
Oh, they are very much busy. They were nosy.
But they
were always there for each other. Yeah. And I kind of liked when they would pick on Ja-young or Ji-yul about this and that and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was whenever they interacted with that one lady from the town over. They would always get in arguments and get all, like, in each other's faces. it got old, you know? Once or twice, I don't think I'd care.
And we noted that it added absolutely nothing to the story to have that village rivalry.
No,
because it never really went anywhere.
Yeah, nothing
it didn't,
really happened.
It wasn't involved in the rest of the story at all. I don't feel it was really even necessary.
I don't think it was. But and it was kind of annoying because I didn't mind. They were my favorite characters, but I didn't mind them. But whenever they interacted with the other village, it was just annoying. I'm like, just, like, I wasn't really interested in watching the scenes, like those specific scenes with the other village. It just wasn't interesting to me.
Yeah.
But they were okay with just themselves. I think they were fine. And then the other two police officers, I didn't have their, names down. You wanted to mention the portrayal of them in particular.
I really liked how they portrayed. Oftentimes, you'll see, and this is not just in Korean
shows, just like
but
any language.
Any portrayal of small town police officers, it's like these are the people that we know. They went to the police academy and they couldn't get a job anywhere else. The bottom of the barrel. They couldn't work in the big city, so they were relegated to the middle of nowhere.
What?
Yes. Relegated to the middle of nowhere.
Assigned?
Uh-huh.
I've never used the word assign. Relegated?
Relegated. In other words, they were, like, almost downgraded.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And but these guys were funny.
Uh-huh.
But they were funny because of the way they interacted with each other, and they kind of teased each other a little bit, and they were intelligent. These were, you know, public service workers that were there doing a good job.
Exactly, yeah. And I know with Jayoung specifically, she's from this town. The other two,
I think they
my guess is that they are, I'm assuming. Yeah. But they didn't seem to be like, ugh, I'm stuck in this small town. I want to get out. They weren't like that at all.
No, no.
And they were also very fun. They took their job seriously.
They did, yes.
And they were always really helpful and stuff. But I also like that with small town police, like this is a very small town, like very, very small. They're going to have completely different jobs and duties than police in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Jayoung is pied to a different level, but like how they portray her just going around and helping people fix things and this and that, that probably is somewhat what the police would do. Or,
yeah, because like who else are they going to call to do that?
Exactly.
The local handyman?
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. But, and I liked how they showed that, you know, they're not just there to deal with crime or this or and that, like that kind of thing.
Right, because not a whole lot of crime occurs.
Exactly, yeah. It's more than that.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. And it was nice seeing a portrayal. Like, they're good at what they do, and they like what they do.
Exactly,
as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this whole show is set in a... This is, like, seriously rural.
Rural.
And they were saying... We looked it up. It's not an actual town. It's a made-up one. But what they say was about 4 hours from Seoul.
Yes.
So, you know... Quite a ways. And I think they did a good job of portraying a rural town like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, all the older people who were there.
Mm-hmm. Right, the people that would be living on their own with all their relatives are probably in Seoul or some other big city. And that, honestly, that...
It's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad, but that's what a lot of villages
like that
look like.
Is that they have much older generations who are there.
Most of the population is older.
Mm-hmm, yeah, definitely. And, you know, and some of them I was like, oh my gosh, these people are like 80 and they're still living alone.
Well, like that one woman they went to take care of her dog, she was 92 and she was living in her house,
little old
all
lady.
By herself, oh all bent over.
I know. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and some of it is like, oh, man, it's a little sad that they, you know, probably are still doing work and stuff, even when they're that age. But then, I mean, they're also wanting to be in the town that they grew up in.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, having, you know, showing that there's a lot of old people who are there, which is, you know, was very accurate to what, you know, towns like that actually, you know, people that actually live there. And also because this show was set in summer, I think one thing they did very well, especially with Han Ji-yeol, was that poor dude they had, like, was sweating.
And I think a lot of that was real.
I think a lot of it they had to, like, purposely show.
Well, some of it. Yeah, but, like, for sure. Some of it was real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. It was especially in the beginning of the show before he got his truck when he would just bike. Poor dude was.
Oh, man.
Dude, I'm not good enough on a bike for that. You know, biking around. And every time he got somewhere, he would have, like, you could see his sweat. That is so accurate. Like, I've heard Korean summers are very humid. And very, like, they're pretty dang hot and stuff like that. And you know, and also it was funny, like, the shots you could see sometimes, like, at night and stuff, where you could see all the bugs.
Yes.
And stuff, you know. And that kind of, like, and the whole setting of a rural town, you do see a lot in Slice of Life, which I'd say this is a Slice of Life / romance.
Right.
It's both.
Yeah.
That, you know, sometimes it's made off to be... made out to be this kind of, like, very aesthetic little town.
They romanticize it
a little bit. Yeah. Like, not always, but sometimes, like, you know, like, oh, this small town, everybody's so nice, where you want to live, get away from the hustle of the city. I think they did a good job just being like, it's hot, it's humid, people have to work for a living to make ends meet, and, like, you know, it's very lots of windy roads.
Yeah, like
roads
the whole thing with where the villagers were trying to
specialize
the peaches.
That's
and
kind of
stuff.
How these villagers are able to get by.
Exactly, mm-hmm, exactly, totally. And that's a really big deal to be able to achieve that. For
yeah,
a
it's
village.
Like in Japan, their whole thing is all the prefectures have as, like, a specialty.
Right,
and that's their, like, thing that they
and
know,
that's how you
for.
Get money from the government.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That kind of thing. But I think they did a good job making it more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they showed, you know, like, just all these different things. Like, you know, there weren't many streetlights and the windy roads. They're all dirt roads. All
yeah. Yep.
Maybe gravel. And, you know, and if you probably most of these people do not have a car, you know, why would you need a car?
Yeah.
You know, and it, you know, when Han Ji-yeol was trying to get places, you know, this town is, even though it's a small town, it's quite spread out. You know, mm-hmm, him on a bike was not the best. Yeah.
Well, there's the farms. They're not going to be all close together.
Exactly, yeah. Or also with Sundong, he would get a ride from Jaeyoung to get to his school. It was probably quite a long ways
away. Right, so the school was probably
multiple
villages, mm-hmm, because there wouldn't be enough children in the village, mm-hmm, to have a village
exactly
school.
Yeah, it's probably more, like, centered around a few of them.
Yeah.
But I think they did a good job of not romanticizing it, but mm-hmm, they didn't also make it look like, oh, it's terrible, horrible.
Right, right.
I think they had a good balance that they had going on for it throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So now the romantic side of things, the romance. So I thought it was kind of, I mean, I mentioned before, how he kind of disliked her at first, to be honest, or kind of found her annoying and stuff.
I think he found her annoying.
Mm-hmm.
He was there under, kind of under false pretenses.
Yeah, very funny.
And then realized that he's now stuck there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to he doesn't want to deal with people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she just kind of keeps showing up wherever he goes.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes to help him and sometimes just because that's where she was.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets annoyed with it.
Entertaining, honestly, a little bit. But I think it was interesting, though, that I wouldn't quite call this enemies to lovers.
No, they weren't enemies.
Yeah, and I kind of like that you're not going to get along with everybody, like, the second you meet mm-hmm them or anything like that, especially because he was so not used to this, the type of people that lived there.
Right. And he wasn't looking try to fit in and be there.
No, not at first at all.
He
didn't want to fit in,
right,
I guess you
right
could say. Mm-hmm. And then another thing I think they did well is how, you know, their whole childhood friend trope thing. how it took him quite a while, but after he found out that she was the one he had played with as a child, how it wasn't like, oh my gosh, and a kiss.
Oh, you know? You're my first love.
My fate. Oh, no.
Yeah. This is the time where at first I was like, oh gosh, of course they knew each other as children.
Of course they did.
But it was used.
I think it was actually used in a
way that wasn't decent. Too bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And this was one where I kind of liked that they weren't like, they actually were awkward when they figured it out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit after, like, oh.
Oh, shoot, now how am I supposed to behave?
Yeah, basically, how are you supposed to interact with that person now that you know that you kind of, they know each other, like, beforehand and stuff like that. And that was kind of fun to see them have, like, this weird, awkward, like, oh, I guess we actually do kind of know each other. Now,
the other thing that was neat was they're kind of slightly awkward once they started dating and their drive to Seoul and how they talked in the car a little bit started off kind of awkward on the way
in. You're jumping ahead.
I'm sorry. Sorry. No, I was just talking about that awkward moment because it's so realistic to have that.
It's very realistic, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I liked that they took time with them to get together. It's something we've mentioned many, many times that we really like when shows show people dating, but it's not a requirement or anything. Right. And with this one, because of the length, I was perfectly fine with having just a little bit at the end. I think that was actually really well done. But one of the other specifics was I found it really interesting how Song Hyun reacted to Jaeyoung rejecting him. And if anything, he basically said, we're not going to change. And I think one of the biggest things he said, you know, her whole thing was she was very afraid to hurt him or lose him, you know, that kind of thing. And how he literally was like, if I'm hurt, that's my problem to solve, not yours. And I was like, oh my gosh,
he
was love that.
So mature.
He was very mature about it.
For
sure.
Though obviously it was hard on him because he didn't just start liking her like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But how he kind of gave her some advice. And I think it was after talking to him that she was able to be like, and it wasn't just him, it was also the ex-girlfriend. But after talking to both of them, I think she was able to be like, to go for it, you know, with Jiul especially. And then, why don't we mention that? So the ex-girlfriend, which was Jiul's ex-girlfriend, this was probably the only plot line that was very annoying. Felt quite unnecessary.
Aside from the village rivalry.
Yeah, but that wasn't that big. That wasn't a plot line, I wouldn't really call it. It was more just here and there. So she was way too forward, aggressive. Yeah, which
I'm going to stay here for a whole week and convince you that we should get back together.
She was too much. I didn't like, and I'm like, you know what? You can't deny someone that they can shoot their shot. You know what I mean?
Sure, okay.
But how she went about it, I did not like. Like, she did not. I understand why she didn't specify to the villagers that, no, I'm not his girlfriend. I'm his ex-girlfriend. But, like, it felt a little bit like she was kind of taking advantage of him a lot. Like, I did not like how she went about it.
Right.
And especially towards the end, like, she was only in for, like, two episodes. Towards the second half, like, that she was there, I was very glad that she got over it, you know? Yeah. And she didn't actually stay there for a whole week even. And with when Jiul rejected her, the very beginning of that conversation, she was like, I don't remember. She brought up some, I don't remember what it was. Oh, I think she brought up something about Jaeyoung saying, oh, there's nothing between us, this and that. It was extremely petty, extremely rude. I'm like, dude, that has nothing to do with, like, these. And that's what Jiul was like, no, this is about my feelings. Mine.
Right.
Not just yours.
That's a whole different thing.
Exactly.
There.
That's completely unrelated.
Between and us, no.
Yes. And I was, she turned herself around a little bit by the end of it, her saying, like, you know what, I think you're right. I wanted the old you. I wanted the old me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to rekindle those feelings that we had for each other and that kind of thing. I think there's nothing wrong with wanting something you used to have. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Or, you know, looking back at that kind of thing, at being a very, you know, good memory and wanting that kind of good memory again. But she's just too aggressive with it. I'm like, chill a little bit. And I feel like she was oddly confident in herself, almost a little, like, you need to have self-confidence, but it just seemed a little much. Like, when you go and you can tell he's immediately ignoring you, not ignoring.
Well, she
like,
could see immediately.
Oh, that he liked the
that
other
he
girl.
Liked the other girl.
Oh, that was the other rude thing. Oh, so, I hate when she said that. She said, oh, when you come back to Seoul, your feelings, they're just, what's the word, fleeting? That's not what she said, but they're just like, oh, it's
you just like her because you're she's around her. You.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I'm going back to Seoul. I'll be close to your office. You'll see me often. It'll take time, but it's just like with you and Jaeyoung. You're just around each other. She's just helping you.
She assumed she knew how he felt. She just belittled his feelings.
Yeah, she just 100% made them invalid. Like, yeah. just completely was like, your feelings don't exist. Yeah.
I think that for all of the confidence she walked in with, she did a 180 rather quickly.
Maybe a little too quickly.
Yeah.
Which could be the pacing just because the show is so much shorter.
Well, sure.
Which
yeah.
I was kind of glad when she left, though. Oh, I was very
absolutely.
Done with her.
Absolutely.
I didn't hate her, but I felt that she personally didn't bring much tension to the situation. She might have brought a little tension to Jaeyoung,
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah.
I think she, sure, they used her character in that sense. And I really know what, I can't remember the reason Jaeyoung finally decided to go and tell Jiyeol. I can't remember. I don't know why, I can't remember. But I think it did somewhat have to do with talking to her and then also talking to Song Hyun. But
yeah.
I don't know. Sure, she gave some tension, but I didn't feel like it was enough to be necessary.
I mean, she really showed how Jaeyoung was such a good person because she didn't want to... The girl asked her to be her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And in any other situation, she would have gladly accepted
and
been
her friend.
And
they said that. I like that they
But she
that
didn't want to... She was very torn because she didn't want to pretend to be her friend.
Yeah.
And yet still...
Also like Gio.
Also
yeah.
like... Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. It was just... I don't know. I just didn't like her. Didn't like her at all. Yeah. I don't know what it was. Yeah. But then obviously the scene where the two actually started dating. Good scene. I like that. I also liked, when Jiyeol confessed to her. I thought they were just in, like, a random shed. It wasn't, like, a aesthetic and romantic setting. They're just in a random storage shed. I kind of like that.
And he just said it. He just said, I like you.
And I really liked they showed it took advice from his friend
to get him to do that. Yeah.
Exactly. I really like how they showed that.
It really shows how friendship's important.
Yeah.
When you want to pursue a romantic relationship with someone, it's actually important to have friends that are going to support you in that romantic relationship.
And also having friends that can look at it from different perspectives.
Yes, exactly.
And be like, yes, I think that person would be good for you. Or... also just tell you straight up, dude, you freaking like them. Like, figure that out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that kind of
Everybody
thing.
Knows it but you.
Yes, seriously. You're, like, blind here. What the heck? And then I really like, even though they were trying to keep it secret at first, which was never going to happen, how... Yeah. It's never going to... This
never
going to
happen.
This town's way too nosy for that. How Jaeyoung very specifically told Song Hyun that they were dating.
Yeah.
I like that she even, you know, she told Jiyeol to step aside for a second. And it was something that you know, Song Hyun knew this was coming.
Oh, 100% yeah. 100% knew. Absolutely.
But I like that they really showed that she wanted to sit down with him and tell him.
Well, their friendship was that important to her. Because they were so
close. And I really liked that they showed that very specifically with the two of them. I really liked that. And then, so for them dating, I think it was only last two episodes. I believe it was all of the last two episodes. Yeah. If you don't like very cheesy dating, you wouldn't like it. But it was nice. I thought they actually did it quite well.
It was that cheesy, uncomfortable, kind of weird, kind of giggly.
Yeah. That's what I mean. No, it was the very much honeymoon phase, the very beginning. Oh, yeah. That kind of thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't mind at all. I thought it was quite cute. And I think it was kind of fun seeing.
And it was her very first relationship.
It was.
So it made perfect sense how she was like that. Mm-hmm.
But I thought they were very cute, very fun. Mm-hmm. And I liked that they showed. It was just like a peek into it, you know? Like, we didn't need to have the entire, like, half the show them dating. No. I don't think that was necessary. Mm-hmm. A lot of this show was the romantic tension before.
Yes, it was all about getting to that
getting there, yes. Yeah. But I do like when shows show a little bit more. I don't like when shows immediately jump to, like, you know, 3 years down, you know. Don't do confession.
You know what did surprise me about it? It surprised me that he went back to Seoul.
It didn't surprise me at all.
Because in your typical show, he would have given up everything and stayed.
I like that.
And I like that that's not how, because that's actually not realistic.
It's not.
He actually had a business he had to go back to.
And he had to, you know, he probably had to figure out how, you know, find someone else who could work at the vet place that he used to work at, and like that kind of thing.
And I like that he came back
partly because of his grandfather. Partly for his grandfather. I really, really liked that. Yeah. And so this is one of the few time jumps or, you know, flash forward that I did not mind at all.
Yeah.
Partly because they kept it short and sweet, just a little bit. And they weren't like you said, they didn't flash forward to the wedding.
Uh huh. You know, right.
Hate when to be fair,
sometimes a wedding works.
I have
but not that much.
Two shows, big freaking shows that had weddings, and I liked those. Mm. There might have been one of them had a flash forward after the wedding that was you know, so. Mm-hmm. But I like their weddings. Their weddings are really cute. But other than those two shows, I've never liked a show that did that, and it feels very cheesy. When shows
it feels
do
like
that.
An easy ending.
Yeah, it feels too easy. Exactly. Yeah. Versus with this one, they showed, okay, he could not drop his whole life and move right away. He had to establish what he needed to in Seoul. Mm-hmm. And then
a long-distance relationship, a temporary long-distance relationship, can is work. Possible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I do like that they showed the hardships of a long-distance relationship. They didn't have a lot of time, but they showed that. And that was also one of the scenes where, oh my gosh, what his best friend said to him was so.
Oh,
my
word.
Was to him, or also, I think.
That's what a relationship is all about, dude. Like, worrying about each other and being concerned and telling each other everything. Exactly. And even the girl said that. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's about telling each other every last detail.
Exactly. And that whole misunderstanding from not wanting the other person to worry is something that can be. A lot of shows have it in them.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them, it is very, very frustrating to watch personally. I hate when shows do that one in particular. Other misunderstandings,
But sometimes you can see the perspective of the person who doesn't want the other one to
this
worry.
This one I could see, probably because it was long distance, is a little. And they are both very busy people as well. But I like that they showed them making that mistake, I guess, and having to learn. They had to learn how to do long distance.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that they showed that it wasn't just like, oh, we love each other, it's fine. No, it was difficult, and it wasn't fun, really. You know, and that kind of thing. I liked that.
And she got mad, and then she's like, wait a second.
Why did I get mad?
I'm mad at him because I miss him.
I know.
And I'm worried about him. Let me go to Seoul. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, shoot, I messed up. Oh, my gosh. I need to go see her.
Oh, my word, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked how they portrayed their long mm-hmm. distance. And then, yeah, at the very end, how part of the reason he was coming back was because, you know, he mentioned, like, his grandfather is getting really old. And it's too hard for him. Right. That totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And also allowing his grandfather to, like, travel the world and stuff. Or I guess they were traveling Korea or something like that.
Yeah, they're traveling Korea.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's awesome to be able to. And he said he paid for it as yes. a retirement gift.
Yeah,
I love
that's
that. It was
really
so
neat.
Cool. And also how they ended with couple rings mm-hmm. and not a proposal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is like a promise for a proposal.
So they've been dating. Kind they have if. Been only dating for a year.
Exactly.
A year of long distance dating at that.
At that, exactly. And it is something that is unfortunately not a thing in the U.S. Yes, you can find them and, like, buy them, but it's not really a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Versus in some parts of Asia, it is.
Yeah.
And so ending a show with, they're basically promise rings,
mm-hmm.
is right. much better than ending a proposal, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah.
I much prefer that.
Now, and had they been dating for, you know,
maybe longer?
4 or 5 years,
oh, well,
a proposal
yeah.
would have made sense.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, overall, I think this show, it was just fun.
It was
know?
Cute, yes.
It was cute, it was simple.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't necessarily, I don't call it fluffy.
It wasn't fluffy, which
I liked. And no, I didn't like every single second of it, but the parts that I didn't prefer, I was like, it's okay. And it was short, yeah, which I like having shorter shows mixed in, you know, with some longer ones. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like having a mixture.
Yeah.
One last thing I wanted to note was in episode 4, when it was all a group of villagers, they're all having, like, a drinking party, and they start singing. They're singing a song.
Oh, man.
This is really funny. As
yes.
soon as they start singing, mind you, they don't have the background music either. It's just them humming.
Just them, yeah.
And them singing. I immediately started singing along because the song, Hustle Playlist,
picked it up at the chorus, but
the band yeah. did a cover of this song. Is it? Oh, I don't have. Oh, what song is it? Shoot, wait, I might be able to. But it was really funny because when that scene happened, I started singing along to it, and you're like, what song
like,
is
what
this?
Are you, how do you know this song? Mm-hmm. And then the chorus came, I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
wait a minute. And I could sing along at the chorus. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this a Hospital Playlist
song?
Oh,
I think it's Met You by Chance.
Okay.
It's that song. But I was like, oh, no. I've listened to the band's songs
way too much.
I literally yeah. took me, like a line. It took me, like, a few, like,
couple words.
Couple words, and I knew it.
It
was really bad. It was really funny, though. So, what would you give it out of 5? I think that's tricky because it's so short, you know?
I'd probably give this a 4.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think I was going
to,
like,
I was, you know, some shows we have to kind of finish because we have to.
Some,
and
yes.
then some shows, I want to not ever stop watching them.
Yeah.
This one, I was like, oh, good. We get to watch tonight.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those, and I liked that you could casually watch it, you know?
Yes.
That kind of thing. Yeah, I think I'd give it, I almost want to give it, like, a 3.75, but I can't do that rating. A 3.5 is too low. Maybe we switch to 10-point ratings. Maybe it would be easier. But if I'm going off of 5, I'd probably give it a 4.
Mm.
For sure. A solid 4. I think that's good.
Okay.
For sure. So, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you all next time.